Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know where this comes from, because it never used to do that.
Hello, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host this evening. I apologize for the late start. God is good. Let us offer a word of prayer. Blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Father, we come to you, Lord, to give you thanks and praise for the blessings of the day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, dear Lord, that we can come to sit at the welcome table, Lord, to bring our praises and to hear your word. We ask you for the Holy Spirit this evening. Bless each one. We ask you to guard their footsteps, Lord, while they travel on the road. Give them protection, we pray, and help us, dear Father, that we always be remembering that you are our Father and you care about us. Forgive us of all our many sins. Bless our brothers and sisters here on this line. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, again, welcome to El Thursday. And I wish that, you know, all will have a blessing tonight. And let us share. Give God the praise because he is worthy to be praised. So our opening scripture, in which I will open 518-8482. Ask if she could read our first scripture passage that is taken from Genesis 1:29 and that last part of 30. And I will open the other line 225-337 if you could read 3 John 1, our second scripture. So, my dear beloved, your line is open, 518-482. Okay, welcome on Advent Light, and asking you, please, if you could read our first scripture passage for us. Thanks.
Okay, Sister Powell, thank you for opening my line. And I'm going to read God's word as in Genesis 29, at the 30. And Father, as we're about to read your holy word, we hear these words every Thursday when we come on this line. Help us, Lord, that as we read, our minds will be so sick that we will be able to really understand what we are reading. And not only understand it, and as we understand it, help us to practice what we read so that we can have a part with you in your kingdom when you come. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. You hear what he says? He has given us every green herb for meat. And it was so. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for reading. I'm going to open the second line here, 225-227. Asking you, please, if you could read 3 John 1-4 for us.
Amen.
Welcome, amen. My dear beloved, on this line.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, and I thank God for blessing us to being on this prayer line once again. So I will read 3 John 1:1-4. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth, in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, my dear beloved, thank you for reading, Sister Continelli and Sister Leola, for reading Genesis 1, that God gave us the herb, and also God wants us to settle in the truth, walk in the truth, and God also wants us to allow ourselves to respect his health law so that we can share with others. So we are going to read now Revelation 22, and I will read it, and I will open the line for 843 so that she can give us our opening song. Revelation 22:1, he said, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of it and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruits every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. We want to thank God, my dear beloved, as we read a while ago, the Genesis, the opening, and that it was from creation, that God had made a provision for his people even before he had created us. And we saw in the New Testament that God had provided for us what he has provided, the truth. The truth is the word of God, and also for us to go out and for the way he created us in the image and likeness of you, or of him, so that, you know, he wished that his body, you know, will be prosper, his body will be clean. So we just have to pray and give God thanks that he is able and he is just to do all things. Welcome again on Advent Life, and I'm going to open this line 843. Ask if they could do the opening song for us, and then we do another prayer, and then we go into the health portion.
Amen. Thank you for opening my mouth. Can you hear me?
Yes, a little louder, Ken, because my thing. Hello.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell. Thank you so much for opening my line. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. I want to just give you a little praise and thanks for this precious day and bringing me here on this precious prayer line in Jesus' name. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you all evil a victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's side. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for blessing. There is power, my dear beloved. Power in the blood. We have to trust God that to know that he has the power and he is going to give us the power, right? So we just have to give him thanks and praise this evening, and we just want to welcome all our brothers and sisters who join us. If you are here for the first time, I just want to let you know we appreciate you. Join us on the line, and we are asking you, please, to relax and feel free that when the time comes and you want to share your testimony and your praise for a few minutes, you know the line will be open for you guys. So we want to thank you. Now is the time, my dear beloved, and tonight is El Thursday night. And you know what? God have given us everything here that we can use. And we know that our brothers and sisters on this line have been sharing some El tips that, you know, they use, and it allows them to get relief of the situation. So we just are asking you when that time comes that you can share. But I will just do a little opening scripture as we our scripture read a while ago, our quote here that we have to thank Sister Carla that she had presented these little quotes to us. And we have the 8 laws of health, new starts in which we all are functioning on. And we will also share some of these remedies that we have been using throughout the week and all throughout the month and year and even our present moment. So it read, health reform. And this is taken from the signs of the time, March 15, 1910, from, and it said, as the divine endeavorment, the power of the Holy Spirit was given to the disciples, and just as all the Holy Spirit was given to the disciples, we are God's disciples, so we must know and have that assurance that he will pour out the Holy Spirit on us, so that the Holy Spirit will guide us and it will lead us into all truth and also allow us to remember all these things that we have been studying and been using. So we thank God that he had poor is given his disciples, and we are his disciples, the Holy Spirit. So it will today be given to all who seek aright, right? So we are seeking it more and more each day. And this power alone is able to make us wise unto salvation and to fit us for the courts above. Christ wants to give us a blessing, my dear beloved, that will make us holy, right? Christ wants us to be holy, my dear beloved. Right? So tonight we are gathered at his welcome table to receive that blessing, so that we will be holy and we will be like him. And the question may ask, no, we can't be like him. Yes, we can be like him if we keep our eyes fixed upon him. These things I've spoken to you, he said, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy may be filled. And we found that in John 15:11. Please to write down the scripture, my dear beloved. Joy in the Holy Spirit is health-giving, life-giving. And in giving us this Spirit, God gives us himself a fountain of divine influences to give health and life to the world, the signs of the time. So, my dear beloved, on this line this evening, we have a message and joy in our heart that we can go out and share this truth to the world. So I'm asking you, every one of us have a choice to do. We cannot say that we can't, because with Christ, all things is possible. And now, my dear beloved, we know that we represent Christ in everything, and we are going to share the 8 laws of health, you know, and we know New Start, and nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, heat, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. And I know, my dear beloved, are just waiting now for the time that they can share their testimony shortly, and they can also, right, tell the world what they are using when God gave them, and if they're obedient using what the Lord told them to use as a remedy to help them to build their immune system. So I'm going to start open the line. My first caller, 843, your line is open. Welcome again, and thank you for sharing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Tyler, for opening my line. Yes, I would like to share water. It's taken from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 20. And it says, I give waters to give drink to my people. A clean body and surroundings are indispensable for physical and mental health. Water is an all-purpose cleanser for both inside and out. It is an abundant and effective agent for washing away dirt, germs, and bacteria. All the functions of the body depend on water. It is the best universal lubricant that makes everything else work well. A lack of water dehydrates the fluid tissues and cells of the body. It causes the blood to thicken, increasing the risk of stroke and heart disease. Insufficient water can mimic hypoglycemia, causing headaches, tiredness, and fainting spells. The body loses 10 to 12 cups a day. The food we eat provides 2 to 4 cups of water, so we need to drink 6 to 8 glasses of water each day to make up the difference. Pure, plain water is the best way to replace the fluids we need. Many sugar-laden beverages actually result in loss of water from the system. It requires more water to metabolize the sugar in a drink than it can provide. Caffeine and alcohol are both diuretics, which cause the body to lose water. You need an extra glass of water for every high-sugar caffeinated or alcohol beverage you drink. Drinking water with meals dilutes the gastric juices and slows the digestive process. The best time to drink water is between meals, beginning an hour after each meal, 15 minutes before the next meal. So thank you so much for opening my line. I just love sharing this message with you. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Can you give your request in time, Sister? Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for sharing water, the importance of water, just water, not sugar water or sugar in the water, right? Mrs. Katamika just shared the benefits of how water is important for each one of us, and our body is made up with water. Thank you, Sister Tamiko. You have any prior requests?
Yes, ma'am, I do, Sister Powell. I'm
your low sister, can you speak a little more or turn up your phone a little?
Oh, yes, yes. I'll try to speak a little louder. Yes, I'm asking for prayer requests for all of my beloved brothers and sisters on the Event Life prayer line, and I'm praying for the nation, praying for Israel. I'm also asking for prayer for my children, my grandchildren, and my mom, and for the youth, and praying for the children as well. So I love everybody, and God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for coming on to share. And, you know, we have, this is our custom right now. I know, so open your line for Sister Leola. Our little children, I'm going to pause. Sister Tamiko had prayed one prayer for the children. We know we have some little children where they are here on the line, but, you know, we asking our dear beloved, right, that we, when we pray, remember our children, especially the little one on the line, Sister Brenda's grandchildren, Sister Leola grandchildren, and my grandchildren. Lord, Sister Carla, children, and the grandchildren of the old community, right? So we're going to sing the little song, and then I open the other line. We're going to sing our little children's song, you know, for them, because they're on the line and they're apart. And we know that we as parents are apart, you know, to draw them in whenever time we are doing the work of the Lord, even with our prayer or morning prayer. And they are here evening prayer. We have to train them the way in which the Lord wants us to train. So we're just going to sing this little song. Everyone know it, and then I open the line. Jesus love. You can join me if you know the song. Jesus love the little children. All right. Jesus love the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. Children, Jesus loves you. And we here on Advent Life love you very much. And we are just praying that you stay close to the Lord. Thank you. Okay, so we will open this line. 225-337. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Welcome again.
Amen. And good evening once again, brothers and sisters. My name is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from New Orleans. And I would like to share a scripture. That is my remedy. This is my remedy, what I'm giving. First of all, the Bible said, Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 17, iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpened the countenance of his friend. And also, the reason I'm sharing that, I want to read to my brothers and sisters this other verse. Let me make sure I have it. The Bible says that, a merry heart do good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. And I have one more, Sister Powell. And remember, sisters and brothers, Jesus did a miracle. And this miracle I will read, and is in John chapter 9, verse 6. And it say, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, and he made clay of the spatter. and he anoints the eyes of the blind man with the clay. So Jesus used the natural things, brothers and sisters, instead of we going trying to take so much medicine. And I know I take one, but by God's grace, all this we are working our way to get off. So I'm just praising God. I use a lot of herbs. I used onion and garlic, and it was some more echinacea, all these herbs. I fixed that for my husband. He had gotten caught a bad cold, and I caught the cold after, and I had this terrible cough, and I fixed these things. I kept taking, and I was taking fenugreek along with it. And let me tell you something, my voice began clear up. I did not take no medicine from the drugstore. My voice and my husband had the pain from the cold. You don't know if it was flu or whatever, but it was a bad cold. So everything healed up well. And now in the morning, I gave him a cup of that tea to take with him. He said, "Oh, that was good." I said, "Well, give God the praise." So I just want to thank God for all his remedies, his health message, because he said he give us the leaves and the trees. Those leaves that, and it have some things we can just go right outside, especially if we're in the country, and pick some things. We need to get to know them first. Pick these things, and we can use them in the house for medicine. So thank you, Sister Power, for opening my line, and God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God is good, as we just read a while ago in the scripture passage here. What God gave us from the beginning, the herb, the leaf, Lord, and that is natural, right? And we heard it there. Wonderful, wonderful report and praise report from our dear sister that she was healed, sick the other day, you know, with that cold, and oh, God have healed her, you know, by using these wonderful natural remedy. So God is so good. He knows. He said, "I wish above all things, my dear children, that you prosper and be in good health, beloved." Right? So he had provided it. And we just want to thank God for all these health benefits that we can get, can be using, that we have been using, right, to boost our immune system. Lord, we heard our dear sister Tamiko, Lord, with water, you know, sometimes we know that we drink more sweet water beverages and all these things, and sometimes our bodies lack up the pure water, and she also read and reminding us, you know, about how we supposed to be drinking water. And also, we have it in the 8 laws of health, our body weight, we supposed to be able to drink that amount of water each day. So we pray, if we are not doing it, our asking the Lord to help us that we will be obedient to follow his will, and, you know, also to share his wonderful one, these wonderful health tip that he has given unto us. If there is anyone else would like to share before I share, give you the opportunity again, and welcome to those who are on the line. If you are here for first time, we welcome you, and this line is open. In with no invitation from your ear one time, you are a part of us. So we just welcome every one of us, welcome you on the line. And now is the time for you to share, whether testimony, a song, a scripture, or a praise to the Lord for what he has done, because we know that he has done great things for us. So I will wait until, my dear beloved, press 1 so that you can share. And as we are in this message, Lord, and want to be faithful and be obedient to God, we have seen here, okay, this line, oh, sorry. All right, make it open. Right, 8-4-8-5, 8-5-7-5-0-5, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Hello, beloved. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my beloved on the prayer line. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. He's an awesome God. He's a marvelous God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And Sister Power, I have a prayer request, my dear sister. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer. I'm lifting up my mom in prayer, Sister Power. I'm lifting up my mom needs a lot of prayer. Don't forget to lift my mom in prayer. Don't forget to lift me up in prayer, Sister Power. I need the victory, Sister Power, just like Sister Miola say. I need victory. Lift me up in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Sister Genesis, Sister Power. Sister Genesis is in the Bible too, Sister Power. Her name is Sister Genesis. Lift up Sister Genesis in prayer. Sister Power, don't forget to lift up Brother Paul in prayer. P-A-P-A-U-L. Lift up Brother Paul. Don't forget to lift up Brother Javelle, Sister Power, because Sister Power, I've been patient, Sister Power. Because Sister Power, I've been waiting, Sister Power, because the Lord say, Sister Power, I have to wait on the Lord, Sister Power, that God will make him come to me, Sister Power, just like Sister Miola told me earlier. Sister Miola say to me, Sister Power, to be patient.
Amen.
Sister.
Amen.
Yeah, to set boundaries, to respect one another. I agree with Sister Miola. Sister Miola say, be patient. Wait for the person to come to you. I say, Sister Viola, thank you very much for encouraging me. And Sister Power, don't forget to tell everyone, thank you for Sister Viola encouragement. Thank you,
Amen.
Sister Viola, for encouraging me, because Sister Power will encourage me too. And this line to Sister Viola, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Healy. You know, God is good. You know, your prayer, where you have to just have faith to trust God, that God is able to do all things. We encourage each one to wait upon the Lord. We cannot do anything, you know, and when we pray, we have to believe and have faith in God, trust him that he hear our prayer and he will answer. That's the reason why he want us to come to him with a humble and a contrived heart, you know, with all our heart, our mind. When we pray and present our request to him, all we have to do, leave it to him and the Holy Spirit, right? Because he is able. So we will be praying, continuing to pray for your prayer, for your requests, my dear. And thank you for sharing. God is good. Sister Leola, thank you for encouraging. And thank every brothers and sisters on the line for to be patient, you know, with us. You know, that you can encourage us with some of the things that is facing the effect that is facing us today. So I just want to thank you, Brother Eli. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time for you to pray, give your praise report. Now is the time, your prayer request, shortly, briefly, that we go into it and we can do the reading. Our dear speaker this evening called and said he will be coming late, so eventually we know the Lord and the Holy Spirit will provide our speaker for us for today. 248-915, welcome, your line is open. 248-914, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Vanessa, and I'm calling from Michigan.
I don't get that name.
I'm calling from Oak Park, Michigan.
Okay. Your name?
Okay. My name is Vanessa, and I
Hi,
how are you? God bless everyone. I thank Sister Leona today for inviting me to prayer. I met Sister Leona the other day while working, and it was just meant for us to meet, and I just thank God for all that he has done for me and all that he has brought me through. I just want to just keep building my faith, and just keep building my relationship closer to God.
Amen. You finished, Sister Vanessa?
Yes, I am.
Okay, okay. Wow. Oh, give God, oh, give thanks to the Lord for his mercy enduring forever. I just want to thank Sister Vanessa for joining here, and Sister Leola is on the battlefield, you know, doing evangelism out there, inviting, you know, sisters and brothers on the line. So we just welcome you, my dear beloved Sister Vanessa. And we do know, we just want you to feel relaxed, feel free. We love you, and we will encourage you by presenting your name to the Lord, because he is able that you can have a better relationship with God and to pray for you. And we are encouraging you, my dear sister, to study his word, right? Study his word. He's coming very soon, and he told us he's going to pour out the Holy Spirit upon his children so that we will be representative for him to carry out the gospel. So we just welcome you, and we thank you this evening on El Thursday that you join us, and I do hope that you will enjoy and get a blessing from this that you can share with others. Welcome again, and thank you for joining us. 9852322, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Welcome again.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and bringing us to another day. I just want to thank God, because he's awesome, God. I would like to read a prayer. Dear God, we have hope in Christ's word. We know that you will replace our sorrows with eternal joy and happiness. And we look forward to being reunited with you one sweet day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Just want to thank God, because this is what we're working toward. Our going home to be with sweet Jesus someday. And we just thank God for his and good, sweet words and him loving us, because we love him because he first loved us. And we just thank God for everything. Because without God, we wouldn't have no one and nobody
Amen.
To call. So I thank God. So I just want to ask for prayer for our brothers and sisters in Christ on Advent Light, and prayers for the sick, the homeless, those on the streets, and in the nursing home, and everywhere in the four corners. Just want to pray for each and every one of my sisters and brothers and family. And just want to thank God for everybody on and off the line and wherever they may be. Amen.
Amen.
Brother,
amen.
Brother John, you want to testify, Brother John? Give a testimony. Okay, he's with the kids, so he's going to pass. So everyone have a good night tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So Brother John won't be joining us tonight, right? We will pray for him. Right?
Amen. Yeah, just keep us in prayer. Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. All right. Thank you, Sister Brenda, and on behalf, you to speak about on behalf of your husband. Lord, we just want to thank God that, you know, God have been using you and both your husband, you know, to, you know, grow closer, to draw closer and grow with the Lord. And it's just a blessing, right? And as a family here, you know, we just encourage each one of us Let us remember our brothers and our sisters on this line. And all these requests, Lord, in our closet, when we go into our closet, let us lift up our brother. We have all the time in there that we can pray on behalf of our brother. You may not be able to remember all the names, but we just asking you to pray for this family, Advent family. We need prayer. If there is no other thing we need at this time, when we saw all these things is happening around us, we need the prayer from the saints. And if we follow the Lord and trust him, he's able to do all things. So I will just share until my dear beloved come and want to share. You can press one, requests or song, that we can go into it and have a good time, right? This is a Thursday night. We pray that what God have given unto us so that we will accept it, we will receive it more than reject God's word, right? Because we know of the health message, this is the message that we had to go out there to take out there to the world. We know that God gave us a special people, right, this message to go. It's not easy sometimes, you know, because when we go and carry out this message, there are people who accept it and some reject it. But the Lord said, when we carry and what we do, all we have to do is to dust the dust of our feet and we move on and we pray. Because we know that this country, the world, we saw what is happening over the whole world, right? And health at this time, even our brothers and our sisters, when we go down in prayer, that we have to remember them. And we know that there is a lot of health issue, even in Israel at this time. Death, killing, people are devastated. And we know this is the time, you know, we may not be able to go over Israel, but we can pray and ask the Lord to send his angel, dispatch his angel to those individuals that they may get relief. Well, I will give you my praise report. I must say, God is so good and he's so great to me. And I just want to thank everyone of my prayer brothers and sisters on Advent Light and even Lord out there who lift me up in prayer. A few weeks I took the surgery on my eyes, and my dear, it was a little difficult, you know, but it wasn't easy, because I can say to you all, I am scared of my eyes very much, but God allowed me to go through this surgery because prayer was answered. He was the great physician, and now it is healing very good. I just want to thank my children, my daughters, my son, and calling how I am doing, and I just give God praise for that. So it is healing very good. So I give God thanks for that. I want to give God thanks that despite in the healing process where we are brothers and sisters, you know, who I used to work with when we were much younger, even my older age, and was doing evangelizing, especially to the senior citizens, the home, the hospital, their own personal home that we visit. And we used to constant visit those individuals, praying a Sabbath evening and Sunday. We took their meal, a meal for them. And, you know, if they want grocery shopping and all these things, we used to do. So one of our dear brother, you know, I think two of them got sick. One move out, and then they came back and sick in the nursing home. And my dear beloved, even though my eyes wasn't completed healing, one of my dear prior granddaughter took me to look for him. And eventually when I saw him, he recognized us, the whole group of us, you know, that, you know, from the church. And we went, his children, he called them his daughter. And we all went with him. And he was so joyful. And one good thing I got from the visit, my dear beloved, that gentleman is on his bed. And if you know, even though he's on his bed, he used his sickness not just to stay in the bed, but he used his sickness to share with others. And what he has done, he had gotten were a prayer, my dear beloved. It was something. It was amazing. And he write this prayer. And I got it photocopy, and he have copy going to the manager of the nursing home to ask permission that in all his sickness, he can share this prayer to him. And so I will read this prayer, wonderful prayer. And when I saw that, I said, wow, not even sickness stopped our dear brother. He is in the nursing home and he is evangelizing. And he took his sickness and said, look here, God, I love God and God love me. Here, I leave everything in God's hand. So he leave his sickness in God's hand. And he trusts God. So read the prayer. And this brings joy in my heart to know that despite of all things, my dear beloved, health condition, financial problem, children problems, stress, sickness, and all these things, if we trust God and believe, have faith, God is able to do all things. So the prayer reads, prayer moves the mountain, and we do know that prayer move mountain. And Brother Eli, call your name, prayer move mountain, as you have been praying for your brothers and sisters, for you are praying for those students at your class, school. You know, God is able to hear and to answer your prayer. And it's three, so prayer is the answer to every problem in life. Every problem, my dear beloved. It puts us in a tune with divine wisdom, which know how to adjust everything perfectly. So often we do not pray in a certain situation because from our standpoint, the outlook is hopeless. But nothing is impossible with God, my dear beloved. Nothing is so entangled that it cannot be remedied. No human relationship is too strained for God to bring about reconciliation and understanding. No habit so deep-rooted that it cannot be overcome. No one is so weak that we cannot be strong. No one is so healed that he cannot be healed. No mind is so dull that he cannot be made brilliant. Whatever we need, if we trust God, he will supply it. If anything is causing worry, my dear beloved, or anxiety, let us stop rehearsing the difficulty and bring trust God for healing, love, power. His promise is what? It's so, the word is so encouraging. The promises that God gave unto his children, this is by the love that he has done this for us. So I just want to thank God for my brother who is still in the hospital, you know, but his faith is so high and he trusts God that God is able. So we went to look for him and, you know, we encourage him and he encourages us. So God is good. So my dear beloved, I'm asking each one of you guys to pray for Sister Powell. I need your prayer. We lost a family member, two family members passed. Just seen one after the other, and and I will be traveling soon, so I'm asking you all to lift me up in prayer for safe travel. Mercy, you know, God is good. He is able, and God promised us that, you know what, he's going to put a lot of us to sleep because the time is coming and we can deal with it, and God is able. So thank you for prayer. And if there is anyone on the line who would like to share before we go into prayer, we have time, dear beloved, that we can go into prayer. And I don't want I alone to be talking. I would like my brothers and sisters to talk. And before we go into prayer, we can hold. I will just read a little of the, as we, is tonight is health message. Right, and we know we will be redoing from the Ministry of Healing, but I have now God's health plan for us because we know that God, as we read a while ago, we know that God have a plan for his children, right? So make we go into prayer and then after. And God's plan for us, he said, beloved, I pray that you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prosper. And that was one of our reading, 3 John 1:2. And the question is, harks to you, my brothers and sisters, are health principles really a part of true Bible religion? And the answer is, you all may know the answer, but the answer comes from John 10:10. He said, yes, the Bible rates health right near the top of the list, and it is very important. So the Bible, right, place health at the top of the list, and it is very important. I said a person's mind, spiritual nature, and body are all interrelated and interdependent. What affects one affects the other, right? If the body misuses, and the mind and the spirit nature cannot become what God planned, why should be he and you won't be able to live an abundant life, right? So we have to know that God has his plan for us. So our body, our heart, our soul, our mind, our spirit, the spiritual nature of our body, everything work together. And we know God is the one. I'm going to open this line. Thank you again for joining. And we are going to open this line. 423-635, your line is open. Can you tell your name? Welcome again on Advent Life Health Service.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Carla calling from Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord for his mercy, his love, his many blessings. I came home from work today earlier, and I took a nap, and I just woke up, and I just thank the Lord because, you know, he made this body, and, you know, he knows when we're tired, or we know when we're tired, and, you know, and if we take heed, we will do the right thing. So I just thanking the Lord for keeping me and preserving me even in this time, and for supplying all my needs, you know, according to his riches and glory. So, again, I just thank the Lord for his blessing. And I just want to talk about sorry, I'm looking for what I wanted to share. Yes, that's all for now, Sister Powell.
All right. You can sit by. I'm going to ask you to pray for us. Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Carla, for coming. Despite you were tired, you got a good rest. And you wake up, God is so good, right? And you join us, so we just thank you, and also for your encouraging word, right? When the body needs rest, what we have to do? We have to be obedient to hear, you know, we have to be obedient to give him. You know, we have to be obedient to know that our body do not belong to us, it belongs to the Lord. And we are created in the image of him. And we do know that he got rest with his body, right? And he wants us to rest with our body. So, you know, when we feel tired, my dear beloved, let us all go and get some rest, all right? Still have some reading here, right? So we are going, as we were talking about, the health of what God has given unto us and these remedies that we have used. And these questions, why did God give health principles to his people, right? Question, and that is found in Exodus. Can you take some notes, my dear beloved? 23:25, it said, the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for good always, that he might preserve us alive. And we found that in Deuteronomy 6:25, right? You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless you. Bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. My dear beloved, you hear what the Lord said to us? Our bread, him our bread and our water. So we don't have anything to worry about. He told us, right, that our bread will bless you and your bread and your water, and I will take all sickness. We are here going through sickness. The Lord told us that he will take all sickness away from the midst of us. And we find that in Exodus 23:25. So we see how God loves us with an everlasting love. He promised us that in the time that we are going through, and we are going through Jacob's troubled time, but it can be harder, right? We are going through the time that Elijah was running away from Jezebel, and we saw what happened to Elijah, right, when he sat under that tree and he was weary and hungry. We saw that the Lord provided food for him there. This is what the Lord is saying to us. So let us hear about little about the answer, what it says, answer. God gave health principle because he knows what is best for human body. He also stated automobile manufacturer place an operation manual in the glove compartment on each new car, right? When we buy a new car, we have the manual in the compartment because they know that it is best for this Creighton. God, who made our body, also has an operation manual. It is the Bible. Ignoring God's operation manual often results to disease, twisted thinking, and burnout life. Just as abusing a car can result in serious car trouble, following God's principle results in saving health. Psalm 67:2. And more abundantly, like John 10:10, with the corporation, God can use these great health laws significantly, reduce and eliminate the effort of disease. Psalm 103:2, that said he can heal all our disease. So my dear beloved, we have nothing to worry, and we are grateful that these resources that our Lord Jesus gave unto us, right, if we be obedient to trust him as we listen each Thursday night teaching, each one and each one of us, right, are his disciples, and we be obedient to his health law, we know that we will avoid a lot of sickness in our body, and also we will be able to share with others. So, my dear beloved, I'm going to hope, and we're going to go into prayer, and then, you know, our speaker this evening, you know, will be joining us, but we will be continuing, Lord, with our study, my dear beloved. So we are going to open the line for a song, and then we will have a hand here. I don't remember if I opened 505-98. Yes, this that you could do. 5857-505, your line is open.
Let me sing a song. Let me sing a song at the moon.
Savior,
in my humble cry. Savior, do not pass me by. Sister Power, I don't know if you're Sister Miola pray too. She's on. I don't know if you're Sister Miola do the second prayer after Sister Carla.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eva. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. We are asking the Lord to hear our humble cry this evening as we go in, as we go in to prayer. Okay. All right, we're going to open the line, my dear beloved. Now is the time that everyone can be a part of our prayer. We are asking you kindly if you can kneel or if you can bow your head so that we go into prayer. We're going to ask around two or so prayer before I pray, and then we will go into the reading. So your line is open. Your line is open for prayer, Sister Carla, 423-635.
Amen.
Your line is open.
Amen. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we come to you this evening just thanking you for blessing us through the day, for keeping us from harm and danger seen unseen. We thank you for being our Savior, for being our King of Kings, Lord of Lords, our High Priest, our Elder brother, you are worthy to be praised, and we just want to praise you this evening for your mercy and your love, which endures forever. As in Romans 15:1, it said, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Lord, help us to help our brothers and sisters. Help us as we're doing now to intercede on the behalf of each brothers and sisters and to help them, to encourage them, because at times we don't know what a person is going through, but we ask that you will touch the home, touch the young children in the home, the husband, the wife, the parents, whoever is in the home, Lord. May you touch them. May you supply their needs according to your riches and mercy, which is in Christ Jesus. May you help them to be an overcomer, whatever that they're dealing with, whatever that's going on, you know it, Lord. There's nothing hidden from your sight. So I ask that you will bless each and everyone on this prayer line, their family, their friends, their unspoken prayer requests, you know, the infirmities in our body. We ask that you will heal us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Take away the infirmities. Help us to be obedient and to keep your 8 laws of health so that we will be without disease in our body. And we know that all things is possible for you. You know that you heard the prayer requests of each and every one, Lord. You know them all. And you're the only one who can answer them and deliver them from the bondage of sin, which is within the heart, Lord. So we just surrender all to you this evening. We ask you that you will take our body, take our mind, which is our heart, mold it and shape it into the likeness, into what you would want us to be, so that we can follow you all the days of our life, Lord. You said whether we live or die, we are yours, and we acknowledge that we are yours, and we will follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes. Again, we thank you for this prayer line, for keeping it, and for supplying the needs of everyone on this prayer line. Even those that are not on with us tonight, we pray for them too and their families, that you will supply their needs, necessity of life, just the basic necessity to make it through, Lord. You said our bread and our water will be sure, and we just take hold of that claim, knowing that whatever you said, you will do. So bless the speaker in a marked way this evening, and all the listeners and those that will be listening to the broadcast, we ask that you will be with them in a marked way, those in Japan, China, in the Netherlands, in Canada, wherever the Caribbeans, wherever your people are listening at this moment, we ask that you will touch their hearts. Bless them, Lord. Help them to be faithful. Help them to be strong and courageous. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carla, for praying for us. God is so good. Right, Islam? 518-482. We're asking you, please, if you could do a general prayer, especially for children, our youth. Can you? 518-482. Please check your phone if it's on you. 518-482. Okay, all right. All right, my dear beloved. All right, we're going to pray. Let's pray again. Continue. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a blessed privilege to carry. Everything to God in prayer. Father in heaven, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for life. Thank you for providing for your children, all of us, Lord. Thank you for traveling mercies. And thank you that we have a loving Father who had made provision from the beginning till this very moment for us. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for your spoken word, your written word. We want to thank you for your Holy Spirit that abides within which you have dispatched to us, Lord, to remind us and to lead us into the truth. We want to thank you for our brothers and our sisters, Lord, who join Sister Vanessa, Lord, who join us, Lord Jesus, asking for prayer for herself, better relationship with you and her family members. Thank you for the work and the mission that you have been giving us, Lord, Sister Leola, Sister Carla, myself, Lord, Sister Tamiko, Sister Brenda, Brother John, dear Father, Brother Eli and Sister Barnaby, Sister Cancinelli, and each one of us, Lord, the message, Brother Eli, the message carrying out there, inviting, Lord, sharing tracks, Lord, encouraging, Lord, using our hand with the health message, bringing relief to those who are suffering. Father, we thank you. That is the work you have given unto us. And as we are a representative for you, each and every one, as we are a medical missionary for you, we are every one of us, because each one of us can go and share one little blessing that you have blessed us, Lord, to others. So we just want to thank you. We thank you for this group, Lord, this little group, this little remnant group that you have given unto us, Lord. As you said, here are the patient of the saint. Here are they that keep the commandment of God and have the faith of Jesus. Lord, we are asking you, Lord, allow us that we will be obedient, because we know you are the one who are keeping us, Lord, together, dear Lord. You are the one who is drawing us, Lord, closer and closer to you, so that we can adapt your character, we can adapt your holiness, as we can adapt the joy that you have, that oh, that joy will reach within our heart, that it will be flowing, and that we will be merry, the light that you have promised to give unto your people, the Shekinah glory, that it will shine in each one of our faces, Lord, just as Moses, Lord, when he was coming down the mount. So, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you that we have a loving Father that we can depend upon, that we can trust. We know that trials, tribulation is all over the place. We know what is going on in Israel, right, in Iraq, Lord Jesus, in Morocco, dear Father, and all over the world, even in little Jamaica, dear Lord. We have seen the heart of men is desperate, wicked, when Ip Man could kill a 10-year-old baby, and also the mother, and the mother were their witness when they put the boom boom into that baby head and destroyed mother and baby. Lord, we know you told Noah that the sin of men can reach up to you. Noah, build a ark, Lord, to rescue your people. No, Father, no, we know not calling to build a ark, but calling your people to accept you as your personal Savior
and that they will be like you, because we know soon and very soon you will be coming for this earth, because the wickedness of men reach up to you, Lord. Have mercy upon your few people, your remnant people, who you have given a command to go out and present the gospel message to the world, Lord. Help us, dear Father, that we will be strong, not be feeble, because the things is coming upon us. And help us, Lord, that we can look upon those four boys, the three Hebrew boys with Daniel, and how they stood in a country astonished with the king who was so powerful. Lord, we saw what you have done with them. They stood up, and only them, their father, did not bow to that image that Nebuchadnezzar built. So help us, Lord, that we will not bow when the time come, Lord Jesus. The mark of the beast time is ending, is nearer than we think. But help us that we will stand up for you, dear Father, when the national son, the law passed. Lord Jesus, help your people, Lord, to be obedient, because we know the Sabbath protest is coming upon us, and we know you have created the Sabbath for us to worship in spirit and in truth. And we thank you for where we are even now by studying, Lord, this everlasting message, gospel message that you have given to your people. Help us that we be willing to go out as representatives to share your message. So this evening, Lord, El Thursday night, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We haven't a speaker tonight, but Lord, we thank you for your words of encouragement, Lord, that we can continue to sit at your feet to learn more, because without obedient to learn your command in your words, dear Father, we know we won't make it. So we thank you for your word. Thank you for every brothers and sister that joined here on this line this evening. We lift up to you, Lord, Sister Carla and her family. Lord, we lift up Sister Leola and her family and grandchildren, Sister Brenda, Brother John and her family, Sister Vanessa and her family. We lift up Sister Brendan, Brother John, and the children. We lift up Sister Tamika and her family members, siblings. We lift them up. We lift up Sister Cancinelli and her family. We thank you for safe traveling to and fro from here to Guyana and from Guyana to here. We thank you. We lift up Brother Eli and his family as we pray for Javel, Lord, and asking you, Lord, to cover Javel under your blood. We praying for Brother Paul. We ask you, as we lift up Brother Paul to you, we ask you for whatsoever need he need. We ask you to supply it. Asking you to lift up Sister Stephanie and Kaja and KJ, Lord, my brothers, my sisters, Lord, Sister Sophia and her family members, we lift them up to you. What more could we ask of you, dear Lord? You are so good. You are so great. And now as we go into your word, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon each heart so that they may receive your word and that they will go out and share. We just want to thank you for your love and your mercy. Pour your blessings upon us, we pray, in Jesus' loving name. With thanksgiving, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for prayer, and also thank you for joining us. And now is the time. We have 8:30. We are going into our study. We ask you to get your notebook, and we're still in God's free health plan this evening, and most of this chapter come from Minister of Healing. So we will be having our reading. Please stay with us, because this is the time we have to learn, you know, things that the Lord said, things that we not to learn in a short moment, so that we will be able to demonstrate these out here. So we're going to pray for this session now. Father, again, we come to you, the second session, Lord of the Health. Lord, we ask you to pour your spirit upon each one of us so that we will listen to your word and we will receive it, Lord, and also share with others. Yes, my dear beloved. So,
we started now. And these are some questions. Do health, you know, do God's health principles have anything to do with eating and drinking? Right? So our topic, eating and drinking. Well, let me so look around and see what the Lord said. I heard it is not good for us to be eating at the same time and drinking. And that is the habit that each and every one of us have by eating and drinking. So let us here listen, and we can take our Bible, our King James Version, and look at 1 Corinthians 10, 31, and so what it said. It says, do God's health principles have anything to do with eating and drinking? Eat what is good. And we also find in Isaiah 55, 2, whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. So whatsoever we do, we can do nothing to excess, and we can do things that the Lord is not pleased of. So it is saying to us here, whatsoever we do, we have to do, bring glory. Do it to the glory of God. So we pray that whenever time, we know after reading the word, getting the answer, that we ask God to help us, that we will change some of these habits that we have. And so now to the question. A Christian, yes. A Christian will even eat and drink differently, all to the glory of God, choosing only what is good. If God say a thing is not fit to eat, he must have a good reason. He is not a harsh dictator, but a loving father. All his cause is for good always. The Bible promises no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. When we found that in Psalms 84, 11, God is saying to us, my dear beloved on here, right? He will not withhold no good things from us. So if God withhold a thing from us, it is because it is not good for us. He's not going to withhold a good thing. So when he told us in his word that this is not good for us, he wants us to be obedient. So we will not do that, right? And if we follow his example and follow his word, we won't do the things that he doesn't want us to do, right? What did God give people to eat when he created them in a perfect environment? As we read a while ago, my dear beloved, coming on the scripture is not what we said or what Sister Leola or Sister Tamika read a while ago. It's the word of God, and we can find that in the word of God, the Bible. So we are asking you here on this line, as we have been studying, we are asking you to take the scriptures and go in your spare time, and you'll read these and just ask the Lord for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. What did God give this people to eat when he created them in a perfect environment? And as our opening scripture each week is Genesis 1:29. It said, God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed and every tree whose fruit yields seed. Of every tree of the garden, you may eat freely, right? And we found that in Genesis 1:29 and Genesis 2:16. So this is the word of God, my dear beloved, that we are studying our health message this day on our health talk tonight, this evening, that God gave us all these things. We saw the strawberry, you know, here. We saw the apple. We saw the grape, you know, we saw the nuts, the almond nuts and the peanuts and, you know, all these things are there for us, you know. The drink, we saw the orange and we saw the grapefruit. So all these drinks are natural drinks, you know, that we can, and also natural herb food for meat. So God has a plan for his people. And he promised that he will deliver the plan to us, and it's for us to or bear it, right? He said, what item are specifically mentioned by God as being unclean and forbidden? So we're going to learn a lot this evening of the unclean, and we can find it in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. And so he said, what items are specifically mentioned by God as unclean? People are saying, remember when Peter said, eat and drink, don't call nothing unclean and what? And a lot of people gone away with that statement and say that Peter said that God said you can't eat everything because everything is good. This is the answer and the question. We know that we heard it, and we know what, you know, God's word said. It said here that all animals that do not both chew the cud and have a split wolf, Deuteronomy 14:6. So he told you exactly about the animal. All fish and water creatures that do not have both fins and scale, Deuteronomy 14:9. Nearly all fish are clean, right? Nearly all fish are clean. Birds, it said, all birds of prey eaters and fish eaters, Leviticus 11:13 and 9. And most creeping things are invertebrates, Leviticus 11:21. This is what the note says. So he put all the animal, oak, all the ugly animal, swine, and, you know, rabbit, and all these things that God placed here, not for us. So this chapter make it clear that most animal, birds, and water creatures, people ordinary eat, are clean. There are, however, some notable exception. According to God's rule, the following animals are unclean and are not to be eaten: cats, dogs, horses, camels, eagles, vultures, hogs, squirrel, rabbit, catfish, etc., lobster, clams, crab, shrimps, oyster, frogs, and others. So God placed everything here that is unclean, my dear beloved. What a wonderful God we have. A wonderful God who said, I wish above all things that we will prosper and be in good health. Let me hear the answer. Answer. This may be shocking, but it is true and must be told. The Bible says that anyone who eats swine flesh and other unclean things that are abomination will be destroyed at the coming of the Lord. My dear, have mercy. Lord, let us pray. The Lord said it's abomination and we will be destroyed if we doesn't change at his second coming. When God says to leave something alone and not eat it, we should by all means obey him. After all, the eating of forbidden fruit by Adam and Eve brought sin and death to the world in the first place. Can anything say it does not matter, God? Yes, people are saying that. Says people will be destroyed because they choose that in which I do not delight, Isaiah 66:4, right? So my dear beloved, we are learning so much things. We are not here to condemn no one because, you know, when we are in darkness and we do not know, the Lord told us in his word that he wink at us. So God gave us these blessings and these promises for us to study his word as disciples that we can share between. Nothing for us to condemn one another if a person eat this at our person and do not know. But by the grace of God, God, we have a loving God who promised that he will take care, he will teach us all things, and, you know, he will prosper us if we be obedient to his will, right? But didn't this law of clean and unclean animals originate with Moses? Wasn't it for the Jews only? And didn't it end at the cross? The Lord said to Noah, take with you seven each of every clean animal, two each of animals that are unclean. Genesis 7, 1, 2. We have a lot of that scripture passage to go back and check, Lord, this El Thursday so that we can read them for ourselves. Answer. No one all points that Noah lived long before any Jews existed, but he knew of the clean and unclean animals because he took into the ark the clean ones by seven and the unclean ones by two. Revelation 18:2. Refer to some birds as being unclean just before the second coming of Christ. The death of Christ did not in any way affect or change any health law. You hear, my dear beloved? The death of Christ on that cross of any way change these health laws. Since the Bible says that all who break them will be destroyed when Jesus returned, Isaiah 66:15-7 says, the Jew digested system in no way differ for the Gentile digested system. These health laws are for all people for all time. So, my dear beloved, God gave the world a standard, right? A health law that's supposed to carry through the whole wide world. So anyone who disobeys God's health law, what the Lord said in his second coming, they will not see him. And we here on this line, we have a message to evangelize, to share, you know, the word of God. It's in the word of God, the Bible, because not what we say is what the word of God said. Does the Bible say anything about the use of alcohol? This is the beverages now, my dear beloved. Know ye not that your body is the temple of God? The body, you were created in the image. We were created in image and likeness of God. And I do know that our God did not put these things in our body. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, my dear beloved. God is so good. I'm so thankful that we can sit at his feet to learn, to study his word, and that we can ask him for help, because if there is no other time, we need his help. We need his help now. Now is the time for this gospel message to go out and present. And if we are not doers of the word, we cannot go out to present the message. And God wants each and every one of us here on this line to go out with this everlasting gospel message, with the health messages top of the list, you know, that we can go out to present to others. It said, does the Bible say anything about the use of alcohol beverages? Let us hear. It said, wine is a mocker, strong drink is a broiler, and whosoever is led astray by it is not wise. Proverbs 21, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Proverbs 23:31-22. Neither fornicators nor junkards will inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. The Lord is telling us here, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor junkards will inherit the kingdom of God. And this is taken from 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. I do hope my brothers and sister is writing down these scriptures, the scriptures that you can go back and study. Answer, yes, the Bible strongly warns against the use of alcohol beverages. We saw, right, what is happening out there. The other day we went on a missionary trip. And my dear beloved, let I tell you something.
God of his people. And when you look and you saw what these alcoholics and these drugs have done to God's people, I am telling you, you would just say, Lord, heartbroken, when you saw these individuals under the bridge become homeless, you know, have no mind of their own, right, by drinking. And even though they're under the bridge, you saw them with a bottle, you know, you saw them with something in their mouth, you know, doing, and they cannot help themselves. God is telling us, my dear beloved, that this gospel message have to go out. It have to preach, because to save humankind, we have a work out there to do. So my prayer, my dear beloved, you know, we have around a few more, and then I will stop. And if any question, time for you to comment or query, you know, it's time for you. But I just encourage myself and all the others on this line, how important this health message is to us. And not everyone, not every denomination, my dear beloved, have a message like this. We are the one who have the message, and we are the one have to carry out this message to the world. Does the Bible warn against the use of any harmful substances such as tobacco? I just talk about what the drugs that they have, the cigarette and all these things. So let us listen what the Bible say about it. Answer, yes, the Bible gives six reasons why the use of harmful substances such as tobacco are displeasing to God. We are asking you, please, to take some of these questions and answer there. And you can know the point that where you can find it in the Bible when you are doing your Bible study with your family, friends, and your neighbors. It said, the use of harmless substances injures health and defiles the body. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy. Which temple are you, my dear beloved? Your body, as the word of God is telling us tonight, that our body is the temple of God, that our body were formed in the image of God. And if God is in our body, God doesn't want us to destroy his body. So we have to pray that God will keep us, God will guide us, and God will lead us how we should treat this body, because we may dear and see we can do this and we can do that, because the body belongs to us. Our body belongs not to us. It belongs to God. Now, cative is an addictive substance that enslaves people. And we found that in Romans 6:12, say that we become servants whosoever or whatsoever we yield ourselves. Tobacco users are slaves to nicotine. Jesus said, you shall worship the Lord your God and him only, and you shall serve him. Matthew 4:1-3. God is telling us, my dear beloved, that is only one God you can worship, and the God of him, only him. We cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve God in one hand and serve the master in another hand. God wants us to be obedient, that what he says to us, that we will be obedient to listen and also to share. Well, my dear beloved, we're going to stop right here, sir, and then we're going to ask if any query. I would also like everyone, I just want to thank God
for this message and this is phone. You know, as elders and God's free help plan, amazing park study guide, and we have been studying out of that. We are a book that we study, and most of it is from the Ministry of Healing. On a Thursday night, we have wonderful reading, you know, and all these things are allowing us that we must be obedient to God, Elder. So I'm going to, or if you have any query and would like to know some more about this book, we will, you know, try our best that you guys can get one of the copy of this book, you know, and that you can study. And I do hope that you guys will go back and study all these scripture passages, because everyone, it's not my saying or my own opinion. It came right straight down from the Word of God. So I just want to thank everyone who joined. I have a full house here, and everyone has been obedient and just, you know, ready to listen to the Word. And I just want to thank you. So I'm asking if anyone have a query I may open on the study, and you want to share or something you didn't understand or you want to comment, I think you have a few minutes, just a teacher minute that you can share. Else I will open the line, if anything, give you guys the opportunity to find out how you enjoy the study. I'm going to open Sister Carla line. 518-482, Sister Carla, I open. Yes, four, yes, that line.
Yes.
Yes. I didn't have any questions.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I was just opening this line out, the quarry, the reading, the study this evening.
Yeah. Thank you again for sharing, Sister Powell. It was very beautiful. And, you know, we just have to take heed to the Word of God. You know, the Lord will speak to us through to his reading, when we pray, through others. And as we continue to be obedient, he will bless us and He will provide for us nothing good, you know. He will withhold from those who walk upright. So that is should be our aim, you know, to walk upright, to do all those things that he has said. And if we don't have the strength, he will give us the strength to do it. He will, like in Psalms 138, verse 8, it said, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me, that which concerneth each and every one of you. It says, thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thine own hand. And we know that we are the work of his hands, and he will not forsake us once we seek him. So thank you again, Sister Powell.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for sharing. You know, God is good. God is good. And I just thank God, you know, that we can join together to listen to this word. And we know that it's obedient. And we can't do it alone, my dear beloved, on this line. So we just have to ask God to help us that we will be obedient to stand, you know, and share his word. So, my dear, as we come to the end this evening, I just want to thank God, you know, that you all was here listening to the word and also encouraging you, every one of us, that we to go back in the Word of God to study, to find ourselves approved unto him, right? So that we will be able to be his representative to go out. We will be doers of his word, doing it and also sharing it to others. So I just want to thank everyone who joined tonight. And my dear beloved, tomorrow night is the Sabbath night, we do know, and our Sabbath tomorrow, Friday, host will be Sister Carla and brother, and our dear brother will be doing the speak. I don't know which one, but, you know, we have been getting some wonderful study through the speakers, them on this line. Lord, so we just ask everyone, let us try to invite someone that they can join. Tomorrow is the Sabbath, right? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Tomorrow is preparation day. And we just pray that we will all be prepared before the Sabbath come in. Thank you for joining. God blessings. And I will just pray.
to close out and thank you for joining us again. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for your words that you have given unto your children this evening. We want to thank you. It's like fresh bread from heaven, Lord, of the things that we are not supposed to put in your body. We ask you to keep us and to guide us and to lead and protect us, Lord Jesus, that if we even pray, Lord, our body, pray for these things, Lord, help us through the Holy Spirit that we will shun it. Heavenly Father, we cannot do it alone, so we are depending upon you. Bless each one of us here this evening. Cover us tonight under your blood while we go to sleep. Send your angels to watch over each one of us. And we lift up our children, our little children, wherever they are, our grandchildren, our church family, our Lord, our brothers and our sisters again. We lift them up. Thank you, Lord, for hearing, and thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you all for joining. So we will just go to the start and have a good day.
Everyone, welcome back to another episode of Make It Plain podcast, a podcast where we discuss hot topics and current events. I'm your host. Thank you.
I'm ready to call you, but you know how to say. Just come on, fast.
You have to call you. You have to tell you.
You just come out for the land,
Messiah.
I need my
stuff. You know. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Me just talk to him, Bandipur. Me just come off at the line.
Sister Paula, can you lift me up in prayer? Sister Paula and I do. Thanks for praying for me. This is very Brother Eli. In a come early.
Eh?
Please keep in the prayer.
Pray for him. Pray for him. Just sit down and pray for him.
In God. When I see it, it's gone.
My God, but
it not come. Hold on, Christian.
Yeah?
Send it back. I mean, I see nothing. Let's see.
Who?
Who? Not you.
I'm Georgie.
How are you doing, sir?
Great.
Yeah, that's great. That's good.
Great, Papa. We have a lot of food if we put up.
Mm-hmm.
We make bakes and vegetables. We have a whole heap if we put up. We go put up. We think we put up. And as my start eat, my belly full up, me not try nothing much.
Send me food over there.
What are you like? Good, she good, she in class.
Oh,
yes, to leave him alone. I would like you to leave him alone. That's what I pray about, and then I can't pick it up. I have to leave it to the Lord. Then also when I pray and present my request to him, I trust him and I believe and have faith in him that he is going to hear and answer according to his will, you know. Because he has this time frame, not my time. He has this time frame. So you just have to leave it. Yeah, you just have to leave it. So did you speak to the person in charge about the program? Okay, you're going to AC? So where you going, AC? Oh, you're going to New Hampshire, okay. Oh, so you're coming near to Albany. Yeah, we don't know. Maybe it's going to be the next coming year if God's pure life. Because actually, yeah, because the year actually finished. So you're going to enjoy. And no. Because really, of a fact, the year actually finished. We're going into November. And then you know that December is a winter period. You know. Yes, 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 summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a good time. Seasons is. Maria, how is your mom doing? Praise God, praise God. All right, so my prayer lift you up again, right? All right, Lynn. Father, we come to you once more to give you thanks and praise. So, Brother Eli, and as we are preparing to seek, we ask you to present your guardian angels towards Brother Eli and watch each one of us. We thank you for the blessings that you have placed upon Brother Eli. We thank you, Lord, for your love that you have extended on him. As we pray for Javel and his friend, and as he is going for vacation, Lord, we ask you to surround him with your sweet Holy Spirit. And I do know that he is going to present your word to those we come contact with. Bless him, keep him, guide him, and also his mother, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. You too, my dear. We wish me tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Brother Eli, a chat good. So what's up, George? What new?
Yeah,
from the agenda?
You know, your hope? Shop all day.
Oh, yeah. Shop from your sister.
She had a dryer breakdown, so she get her
she get a new dryer?
Element to repair it. Metal repair it. She get a.
Well, you can
she
do
gets
it.
A, yeah, she gets a back door. A stand door to put on her back. She get blinds, more blinds to put up.
So she not got Jamaica.
Like when?
Me no know, because she just a bye-bye.
She said, she said, my God, you miss what another. Me no know when.
Wow. My sister, ma.
Yeah.
I forgot to clean out this one, clean the face. Yes, Papa. So she got shop.
Yeah,
how are you?
Come back down there because we see the door of a bunny bargain base and about full of road cheaper than the Home Depot.
Oh, okay.
And work. So may I come back, but it's plain. It's just plain. No design.
So nothing
so
wrong with that.
So come back to her and say, cheaper, but it's plain. It's like, it's no pattern on the front side of it.
I know for
it's going at the back.
At the back it's a go.
So don't worry about that. So buy it. So I went back up on it.
Oh.
So hopefully it fits perfect.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Going to install it yet.
Oh, okay.
And then you are telling me that we need a new car, so let's see a Lexus G.
Sorry, you're talking to me your five,
yeah. Me no bad, yeah.
How are you going with?
Me no bad, yeah.
So if you're in a year, what's going on?
Me see, I'm at the top there, I'm going to say, we got a Lexus
Exactly. The best thing.
They're going to sit up nice.
Me like
the man give me the key, I'm going to sit up
nice. And it look nice.
It look nice, but... And the price, good for two for the mileage.
Mm-hmm.
But me no know, me have to have sleep on it.
No, I have to sleep on it. Huh?
I have to sleep on it.
Mm-mm. All right, big shot, bring me when me buy my car. Tell me where me to go in a phone.
Yeah?
Not connected.
Yeah.
When me buy my first car. At the Odyssey, you know.
Yeah.
You remember when we drove a company,
yeah.
Car to the picnic, them and so.
Yeah.
That was my first dream
first
car.
First dream car, right.
Going and all of a sudden, me say, too big for me. So me drive around the disconnect to the area of the car here.
Yeah.
Me just said, look too big.
Too big.
Oh my God.
Yeah, me look by the car one. Me say, you know, me not have to buy a new one, but that's a 96,000 miles. But two lungs are a vehicle, it's expensive.
Is that wow?
The luxury vehicle is expensive, right?
But me not buy a car with 96,000 miles.
Well, no, you wouldn't buy it because, you know, you want a car with clean. You don't buy the car with brand new clean. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, when you want to buy high-end car, and you don't want to pay full price like you get $1,000 or $100,000, you buy the used one. And you look nice. It's clean still.
Mm.
You know, I take a gamble and say, hopefully, it will go. My car there is not a high-end, and it have 171,000 miles on it.
So
even if you buy that 96 and you can get, they can get 200,000, you still get your money's worth. Yeah. Like a luxury car.
So you sell that one?
Yeah, that's where it more than makes sense. Now, two, you know, that definitely. If I buy a car, it makes sense. Now, two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me say the Jeep go with the house with them. I buy.
The Jeep what?
The Jeep. The Lexus go with the house with them. I buy.
Are you a
tenant? Are you put that the bed?
Enjoy yourself. Like I told you, I live where you work hard. You come out of this country, you work and work hard. Enjoy yourself.
Who tell you to care about me enjoy?
What?
Me listen to a artist here who sing and make millions of dollars and say, care. In a fancy car.
Well, in a fancy, but in one.
And in can buy car.
In a fancy.
It's a car to take you from point A to point B. Nothing fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the field.
But the money there, if you have it, you do. Enjoy yourself. Let me tell you something. You save me a money, me tour the whole world.
Yeah. You must never with me. But me almost do that.
And Gateway. And Gateway.
Me do some of that too.
Yeah?
You know, so me do some
and Gateway.
Yeah, that's what you do. You have to give.
Enjoy.
We don't have that much money to give right now. We need money right now.
What you do with your money? And then when are you doing it?
We need money.
So then getting close?
They're going to get it. Because the loan person... It's not the loan person, it's a lender. It's not like a finance company.
Oh,
so it's not like a bank.
Yeah,
so they're going to do everything.
But them are going to have a high payment.
They're going to have a higher down payment. But because it's a low down payment, they might have to come up with money to show money, show more income. Because it's a big mortgage.
So then I'll come up with that then.
They're in the process doing that. Because Jason make it sound like the trust set up, but it never set up. He was just in the process of setting it up. You know, you have to...
So your wife not say card, you haven't said nothing to you yet about it.
My wife not saying a day again.
So if you have
to keep them, I'm going to keep them a talk to me now, Chizan and Nikasha.
Oh, okay.
Trisana and Nikasha talked to
me. She set them by your man.
Yeah. So you know your woman, you know woman.
Oh my God. You're going to come down with your children.
You know how woman works, right?
She
set them from the Lord.
Go for Papa. Yeah.
She set them on me. Right now, me just get another email coming from the bank for me to sign.
Malta.
So me have to sign it.
So when?
I'll get it. My credit.
But she never see that.
No, she never see that. She never said that in her house car, she put on me 80,000. She never said PR. That's what she's gonna do with Marwood Street, you know. She put on the Marwood Street money and then I'll pay for it and she's a PR. You hear me? I'm my house. She said, I'm my house.
She
come up with a down payment.
She can't come up with so much money.
No. But she has a fair home.
Me no, she has a solar cell.
I don't know if you are, because she a pump it, you know.
That's right.
She a pump it.
So me too, me know, me decide to not be in the loan. You know, the panel loan, maybe I'm going like, say,
So your name still have the panel?
My name, they have the panel, yeah.
Of course your name, actually, I go see paper on paper. Your name, I go the panel. Whether you put it there, your name, I go put the panel.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But from my bad men and also somebody just retire. I'm going to live a life and got in that big debt there.
Yeah.
That's in a good mood. And my pitney them couldn't swim in that. That's a big debt. I'm retire. When you retire, no fear, no debt with
you. But like I said, though, you can't sit up yet until you to the kids. The plan is that the kids them take it all.
Yeah, but...
Hamburgers and some sort of vegetable way. Yeah, eggplant, hamburger.
That's not good.
Okay.
And squash.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's funny, it's me. I've been
telling me like that before. She'll look for our dinner.
She's been on me like that before.
It's an endless question. Nikki said the people them had the dog.
Okay.
Nikki said the people them had the dog.
Pandy roll, pandy thing.
Come pandy thing. Mark walk up in front of so he set them footprint. The man let out the dog. Somebody said, me can't wait to talk to them. Come here and tell them to look here. I'm sick of the foolishness. Okay? Because if I cannot have dog, I don't want to take care of dog, and I don't need to have dog.
Mm.
Who lets a dog out there when it's the people that are doing the work?
I do the work.
The stuff is so damn lazy.
Uh-huh.
You put the carriage on the
walk. Or shut down the walk the street.
Mm-hmm. Nikki said she was so mad.
Because tell me something, the dog probably lose print, walk up on the concrete.
And about right in front of two away, because you know why? Nikki said because he's so used to it.
Yeah, bring
down the
ride. The same come the other way.
Same mark. And so you used to keep it. Our marking spot.
Marking spot.
So that's why I come right there. So why I never go anywhere else?
Yeah.
Right in front of the cancel over foot mark with the dog, right in front of the
Honey, where it's
concrete. The concrete, you know, concrete. But tell you, sometimes some people come moving in your area. So why white people, when they see them come, they see
they
them
move.
You can't blame them if people want to be there. Just because we have to come with them, we don't want that.
The truth.
It's the truth. From them people that come there to come live near, tell you, Uncle George. Even me and Pam was talking about it since night when we are coming. And she said, she said it is so bad.
Why they can't let the dog to the back there? So
but they have a big back place there.
Why they can't let the dog not back there? Business.
Same thing Pam was saying. She said, we never used to have no problem here for years. My kids then go, I'm telling you, no problem. Let me see. You ask Sister Leola why it's if they must start charging them, they
now
start bringing up.
I'll go up to tomorrow. Let me come. Let me talk to them. Me, you're the foolishness step on the other day, buddy. My goodness.
I make it up for them to the water, you know, that water and the truck would cool off.
Oh, yes, I know that's what you're
you give them water?
Today you come and do them work and have the bitch up and have them cooler with them.
No, you give them. Then take it, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Not right now. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going you know, people, something else, what you see. It's hard to receive. It's hard.
I don't know now you saw that.
You know what I mean?
I think that's not you. You have to also remember to say, I think it's part of them
Not to take from customer.
And that's why they don't take tips. You understand me? If you're trying to look a black one, you might have pushed something in and pocket in mine, but they're not supposed to. It's part of their job with them. I understand that with me, but...
I could see if it was hot, hot sun out there, you know. I never heard.
Well, and that any one of them come, then the last time they let me give away one of them.
You probably look funny. So let me take it from this nice, yeah, old lady, you know.
Yeah,
but yeah, whatever them so.
Let me give them.
And then again, so.
That's why you're nice shopping, but you don't want them. Let me sit down on that big water, the map of the walk to the shop.
And if I could spoon you, you go.
You can use it depending on how to use it.
Yeah?
I said you can use it depending on how to use it. You're not scraping it.
Yeah, so just so in 9 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. By the time they're done, it will go close.
Yeah.
By the time everything done, it will go close to a million, of course. Because, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things coming.
Yeah, big shot boys, that's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Big shot boys.
No, man, because you can't handle that.
Huh?
Because I said, we're going to be here to handle it. When she's still around her husband, or you know, the people.
Because I think they then soon go from gone. And when they go from gone, leave mama, make
and
mama.
And old people in that mansion.
People
are going to go by themselves. Mm-hmm. That was the city that after children. And you know what that house went for previously, what it sold for? He said, yes, I can look up the price right now. He said in 2000 it was sold for $500,000.
Mm-hmm. 2000 in 3 years.
So that house...
500,000 back into issue.
So how old is the house? 2000? Was it just there in 2000?
That question, you know. Can't answer you.
No, so, but I'm just saying.
If you want to know what it is, if it's 2000 itself, you can just say, no, it's 2023. So you know it's about 25, so it's over 20 years.
Wow.
My house was over 50 years and property.
I know, I'm just saying I'm surprised they buy a house in Atlanta that old, 25 years old.
People, yeah, they don't know how to buy it on the old. They're not making up no mansion. You know, they probably don't size them out so they're going to make new. Or it's stealing.
It's not a subdivision, it's by itself.
Land like crazy, the children say.
Oh, wow.
What about land?
So nobody can build more homes.
That's my favorite they come from.
Let's see if we don't want the first before the start,
Bill. Huh?
We don't want the first before the start,
no? No, man. That's only you look at. Still have next 5 mortgage payment.
Oh?
Look at the next mortgage payment.
Oh, can you call that money?
I don't know. That's a work online. And so they would be getting that one just close to the sea. But there was too much work needed to be done.
Okay.
He's not available, you say, no.
Okay.
Is he working
or are you working from home? Okay. Where's the one? Yeah, he's
here. Thank
Find the door, open the door. Where you find it?
About the
same color? That she wanted?
No, she said goodbye for one.
Everybody in business, I mean, what's their life? but did not report that. Think about that, that the money was probably just like, it did not report that. This is then slick or better.
Brother, so I have seen people
how you are cooperating.
Gracias.